9. Now, as I was saying, people in Kildare are being urged to help Cystic Fibrosis meet its fundraising target of €300,000 on 65 Roses Day, which is taking place today. And encouraging people in the county to go out and support Cystic Fibrosis Ireland is Elise Wickham from Kildare, who joins me on the line now. Elise, good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. You are here supporting Cystic Fibrosis Ireland, and it is a story that is close to your own heart. Your sister, Aislinn, passed away from cystic fibrosis. Can you tell us a bit more about Aislinn and who she was as a sister and a daughter and a friend to everyone?
Yes, I can. She was amazing. She was my best friend. So our Aislinn was born in 1987 with cystic fibrosis, and she was very, very sick. She had 2 surgeries on her bowels in the first week of her life, and she lived in hospital for almost the first 2 years of her life. So she was very, very unwell. She had a liver transplant when she was 16 and spent a large portion of her life in and out of the hospital with infections, with chest infections, and you name it. She struggled to put on weight. She couldn't digest food properly. She had a portion of her intestines removed as a baby. So she really, really struggled. But she never let that stop her from living her life. She was, we used to call her our firework. She was full of life and full of energy and was just absolutely amazing. And unfortunately, at the age of 23 in 2011, she passed away from cystic fibrosis. Like I said, she was very sick, so she just couldn't fight anymore. It took over, unfortunately, and we lost her. But I carry her with me every day in everything that I do. So it's really an honour to be chatting to you today to raise awareness and try and help raise funds for Cystic Fibrosis Ireland.
Absolutely. And I can't thank you enough for joining us this morning to tell the story of Aislinn and then also raise awareness around cystic fibrosis as a whole. Looking at the treatment for it here, you were saying that people with cystic fibrosis are living healthier and longer lives, but it's still something that comes with challenges. Is that why it's so important for yourself and others in the CF community to continue to tell their stories and raise awareness and raise funds for treatment?
Yes, of course. Yeah. So treatment has massively improved since my sister passed away. In the last 15 years, modular therapies have come out and treatments are much more advanced and it's much better and people are living longer lives, which is incredible. But it doesn't come without challenges. People still have reproductive issues and need help and need grants and financial assistance to live their lives. You know, it's still not easy to get a career when you're sick all the time, you know, and to grow your own family and to find housing and things like that and to get just support. So it's really important to be able to get all these things. And Cystic Fibrosis Ireland are a massive help when it comes to that because they provide these supports and they provide information and they invest in hospital facilities and clinical teams. They are out here every day trying to find a cure and trying to help in every way that they can. And CFI are a voluntary organisation, so they need all of the help that the public can give them. So if we can do whatever we can to help, you know, why not?
Of course. And you spoke there, it's still hard for someone with cystic fibrosis to, you know, afford the basics and the financial cost of it as well. And it seems to be an unfortunate recurring trend of people who are diagnosed with any kind of illness or disease that there's such a huge financial cost to them and their families, which, I mean, just generally speaking, it's not right. That shouldn't have to be the case of when you're sick, you have to be worried about your financial situation as well.
Yeah, it's a massive financial strain, huge. and it's hard to even imagine sometimes, you know. I saw it with my own sister, and she didn't even get to a point in her life where she had to worry about holding down a career or starting a family or any of those things, you know. She did have to struggle with housing and stuff like that. So I saw that, but it's a struggle every day, you know, and that doesn't take into account, you know, when more issues start to happen, like people with cystic fibrosis have higher risks of diabetes and osteoporosis and colorectal cancer. And what happens when these things happen, you know? Mm. It's just more strain for them. So, yeah, Cystic Fibrosis Ireland are a massive help when it comes to giving support to people with cystic fibrosis and their families too. You know?
Yeah. And
takes the strain off their families also.
Reading here, Elise, as part of the 65 Roses Day 2026, and we'll discuss that in a minute or two, but ambassadors of cystic fibrosis have written letters to their future selves, imagining milestones and plans for futures that once felt out of reach. Is that something that you were taking part in this year?
So I haven't written any letters myself because, well, obviously I don't have cystic fibrosis, and I can't exactly imagine a life for my sister because she's not here anymore. Mm. But I do imagine a life for people that I do know with cystic fibrosis. It wasn't just my sister. I have friends that have cystic fibrosis who are into their 40s and their 50s now. And I personally imagine lives for them and futures for them and what it might be like for them. And for the most part, I'd love to find a cure for cystic fibrosis, but in the meantime, I would just love for people with cystic fibrosis to suffer less and to live more. You know,
looking ahead there to, I suppose this is the message behind the 65 Roses Day taking place today, to get people out there and supporting CFI to continue their support for helping families and those with cystic fibrosis with all, you know, the strains that come with it as well.
Yeah. There's the volunteers are out in force today, all steam ahead. They are at Dunn's all across the country. They are at other participating outlets. They're in for Kildare particularly. They're in Clane, the Dunn's in Clane, Maynooth, Naas, Newbridge. And these volunteers are sitting out all day long, ready for people to go out and support. So if people can go out and buy a purple rose for cystic fibrosis, it makes the world of difference. And if people can't get out and support, they can donate online. They can go onto 65roses.ie and they can donate online that way as well. So it's super important that that people get out there and support if they can. Like you said earlier, there's a target of €300,000 that we want to meet. So
hopefully now, by joining the show this morning, letting people know of those locations across Kildare, of how they can continue to support Cystic Fibrosis Ireland, they can do so, and hopefully they will be able to reach that target. Elise, it was great chatting to you this morning and to hear about Aislinn, who she was, and on her 15th anniversary, raising awareness and funds to help Cystic Fibrosis Ireland to continue to support people with CF in Ireland. That is Elise Wickham from Kildare joining us this morning, as people in the county are being urged to help Cystic Fibrosis Ireland meet its fundraising target on 65 Roses Day. Elise, thank you so much again for joining the Kildare Today show this morning,